There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shindaddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
He's kind of following the lead of Sarah, the spirit animal at Madsen's. Like that. They got quite a setup right there, and the chairs face each other, and then a buzzer goes off after 2 minutes and 44 seconds at that. Speed dating.
Yes. Good idea, Shindaddy.
Yeah, romance in Knox County. Yeah, so there's, you know, just, hey, listen, this is where I'm at right now. I'm not in a relationship, so let's try to work this thing out. So we got speed dating.
Sounds like a paperback. Romance in Knox County.
It does. Bridges of Knox County.
Bestseller. It's a bestseller.
Romance in Knox County.
What is Shindy's role in all this?
His role is, because the matchups, you just match up, he is the clock management system. And he also gives a 30-second warning. He knows a 30-second warning at that. But it's like, and everyone rotates. The ladies stay at their station. The guys are the rotators.
Okay.
They rotate through. They have 2 minutes and 44 seconds to make an impression on potential their new husband or wife.
What's going on during banking hours?
During banking hours. You might be in there getting a cashier's check. Rotate.
Just be prepared for some sounds.
Yes. No phones. No, you can
take. Or do they have to put them in a box?
They put them in a box. It's probably do it. Put them in a box. Yeah. And then what you do, then each person had to bring a Valentine's box that was made. And then, If it goes out,
wait a second.
They have a Valentine box made, and then if you like that person, you put your number in their box.
That's how they're doing it.
Yes.
No, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do both entities have to make a Valentine's box?
Valentine's box, yes.
And just the man.
No, both of them.
Okay.
So that way, if she wants to reach out to him, then she puts the number on a deposit slip and puts the number, and then that goes in there, and that's how
deposit slip.
All of a sudden, then you go check your box. Like, I got three numbers.
I got it.
Yes.
Cheeseball City today.
Yeah. Well, be a lot going on. Yeah. Rotate.
Hey, listen.
All ages.
Wait. Yeah. What's the cutoff low? I mean, you can't have like.
No, there's no high school. It got to be a high school graduate or GRE. Is that right? GED.
I wonder what that is. Wait a second. So if you have your GED, you can participate.
Yes. Okay. GED or high school equivalency. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Sounds kind of fun.
Yes.
It does. I wonder how many people they'll get.
He's expecting over 140.
Is that right?
A lot of people. Yes. It's going to be in waves. First one starts at 9:44.
Love is in the air.
In Creighton.
They'll be playing Barry White in the background.
On a loop?
Yeah, on a loop.
You can play other songs.
I can't get enough of Your Love, Babe the whole day.
No.
So 10 hours of it. Barry White. Like
we'll probably play some Neville Brothers in there.
It might.
Yeah, don't play anything on a loop. It'd be like torture.
No. That song on a loop is torture?
Any song on a loop is torture.
Well, that sounds like a fun
day.
Tamara
will be there,
too.
She'll be taking photos. Photo ops.
Photographing the romance
with
a
phone
the
or with a real camera.
What's that?
There's no real camera. There's no phones.
We've been over this.
You're not listening.
Tamara's doing the picture thing.
Yeah,
posting on social media.
Social media. Yes. Yeah.
Romance at the bank.
TikTok.
Social. Tamara. I guess that's something.
A lot going on.
That's the Midwest thing.
Oh, we have a tease also.
So we'll get to football in a second. We have a tease for the next segment, Bill. What do you have here?
We've come up like that. So for Bill's Thrills, we'd like to take a call.
Okay.
It's next segment. Next we're teasing segment. This.
Taking a call for
so
next
what time
segment.
Will that be?
About 7:38.
Okay, I'd like to call for help. So helping either, it can be male or female, help out with either their date tonight or some romantic issues that we need to help with.
Okay.
So sort of some love advice.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Bill.
Help with relationships.
Dr. Bill.
Yes, Dr. Bill.
Love Dr. Yeah. Bill.
The love doctor, yes.
The love doctor.
So prepare in about 15 minutes, you can call.
What is that?
For some advice here. For Bill's Thrills and that.
Yes.
So, saw yesterday some combine invites are out there. Nebraska has players invited, and one notable player did not get invited. So, the ones who get invited for Nebraska are, no surprise, Ty Robinson, of course, combine invite, Thomas Fedoni, Tommy Hill, and Isaiah Nayor get invites to the combine. Nash Hutmacher does not get an invite to the combine. Level of surprise on that.
I think most people were surprised. I'm not, you know me, I overthink everything. I'm not surprised in that it's not easy to get a combine invite.
It's really hard to get one.
And right. And then the other part of it, you guys know I can make things incredibly complicated. I might even do this. Before I went too far down the road of I'm aghast, I'm appalled that Nash didn't get it, I want to see who got him. You almost have to go through it individually and say, okay, all right. Yeah. And how many get the invites? You can't invite everybody. So I don't want to go too far down that road of, oh my God, this is a travesty and it compromises the credibility of the entire combine. I don't know. I mean, I want to see who got the invite.
The credibility of the combine has just went down.
There's other guys too that I was mildly surprised, like a guy like Bryce Benhart didn't get a combine invite because of his vast experience, size,
length. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I agree with that.
He's a, like there's like you've said, there's just not many guys you see that look like Bryce Benhart.
No, they don't look like that.
He's fit. He obviously fitness. Is a big part of his life. He didn't get one. Ben Scott didn't get one. Jamal Banks didn't get one. Isaac Gifford didn't get one. Those are all fairly accomplished players. And then Nayor getting one is a kind of a surprise.
That's a surprise to me.
Isaiah Nayor. I guess I wouldn't have expected that. Not casting aspersions on Isaiah Nayor. He had put up decent numbers. But that's, yeah. You never quite know, do you?
No, and then also if there's concern out there for just the fans, we have such incredible fans here, this will make no bearing also on where someone gets drafted or what does not matter one bit.
It doesn't.
Sometimes you can really hurt your stock at the combine.
Yeah.
You really hurt yourself. They're going to have pro days, and what people need to understand is that what teams do is they fly out, so they'll send a coach, whoever, out to Nebraska,
an NFL coach.
An NFL coach, and there'll be a couple of them there, and they'll fly in, they'll meet with you, they'll take you to dinner, and then they'll work you out individually.
Yeah.
So the workout's really, really good. They work out individually to build a C. So just know that the opportunities are still aplenty.
Jake, the NFL invites 329 players to the combine. 329. That there are 257 picks in the 7-round draft. So it gives you some idea of what's going on. But, yeah, no guarantees. The other thing I saw that was interesting, I think you guys would be interested in this, Pro Football Focus actually ranks Fedoni in terms of draftability ahead of Robinson. So Pro Football Focus has Fedoni number 162 on its big board, Robinson 229. Tommy Hill, this is a lot of numbers for you, just digest. Hill is 256, and Hutmacher is 290. Those are the only Huskers on the Pro Football Focus draft board. But it was interesting to me that Fedoni is 162, Robinson 229.
That surprised me just because the bodies, there's just a lot more tight end bodies in the world than there are defensive line bodies. So that's a little bit surprising. And then especially after what you just saw in the Super Bowl, the bodies that matter the most are the bodies up front, and that's what matters. Just don't
you have
don't
driven
mess,
that home.
Don't mess around with that. That means the most. But So that, does that surprise me in that part of it? Yes, but like I said, and then and there's the inline tight end doesn't exist very much anymore. And so Fedoni's a very good pass catcher. He's got good range and different. So
big catch radius.
Right now, when you talk about tight ends, what's the first thing you talk about? Matchups and catching balls. That's what you talk about. It's not so much, well, we need him there to make sure he can block this defensive end. That's really not what you see as much anymore.
Yeah, evidently it's not that important to Kelce. I don't know what he was doing in the Super Bowl, but he wasn't blocking anybody.
The one play was remarkable, wasn't it, on the scramble?
Yeah. Oh, what would you – okay, so what we're talking about on a scramble – just yeah, humorous for a second.
Rabbit hole, it's fun.
So what we're talking about on a scramble is Mahomes scrambled.
For his life.
And Kelce's standing by number 42 for the Eagles – never lays a hand on him, and 42 makes the tackle.
No one moved. He didn't. The whole scramble time, he just stood there and didn't move.
How would you address that as a coach in a film room?
It would be a tough one. That would be because, like I said, anytime, well, it's like anything else. Anytime you're playing with tremendous effort, you're always like you put it all on the coach then on yourself. You're going, hey, listen, this guy's playing really hard, and he's not doing some things right. You know, that's on the coach because this guy's he's willing. That's on the coach. When you have effort issues, like there's not a lot you can really.
What do you tell him?
Yeah, and
you should see it, Jake. It's embarrassing.
I need to see that.
Oh, it's yeah. No, and that wasn't the only one. He had an embarrassing Super Bowl, yeah. Kelce.
Yeah, it was.
He was embarrassing.
It was that. I just happened to see that one play, and it was one of the most remarkable plays I've ever seen. Because you see Mahomes running for his life and trying. This is late in the game too, and he's running around late, and I'm just like, oh wow. Oh, wow. And then
Kelce makes no effort to do anything.
No.
It's right on film.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
There were other plays in that game.
All I saw was the one.
I saw some clips, yep. And it was embarrassing what you saw from Kelce. It makes me wonder if Kelsey's getting ready to retire. I mean,
no announcement there yet on that.
He wasn't, Jake. He wasn't trying. It's the Super Bowl.
Was it 40-6 at this point?
Well,
I'm not saying that's an excuse, but. Forgot it's 1-2
yeah,
straight.
Not do the excuse thing.
I'm just asking, what was the score
I think there might have been two scores. That time. Okay. Anyway, the game was out of hand.
Okay.
But I believe that there were plays early, even in the first half, that were not good. Right, okay. Steve?
Right.
But I did not see those.
No,
but there,
no, you're right.
But just the one play would be what's crazy about it is that's like all the plays he's made. Hall of Famer. The one play that stands out the most is that. That play stands out to me a lot.
I know. I start thinking, rethinking Hall of Fame a little bit. If I'm, I that's really hardcore to say. I get it.
He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
There's no second thought.
He's embarrassing.
He had a bad game. He'll be a Hall of Famer. No questions.
Well, I mean, I don't mind bad game. Not trying is another thing. Like making $30 million and that's what we're doing.
That game won't hurt his legacy. It is a rough couple plays, but it will not have hurt Travis Kelce's legacy. Just going to make that put that out there.
I appreciate you.
You can be angry at him, but it won't affect his legacy at all.
I appreciate you being reasonable
this. You're welcome. You brought up those numbers, though, by, is that Pro Football, PFF, you said there?
Pro Football Focus, Jake.
So if you go by that, I mean, I think we believe that Ty could have been a third-round pick, possibly. That doesn't show that necessarily with the way where he's ranked there.
229, I don't know how to do that. 229 is where PFF has him ranked.
That's more like a sixth to seventh round pick. I would be surprised personally if he lasted that long, but maybe I'm wrong.
I would, because of there's enough film. He has the size. D-line's so important. I'd be shocked if he doesn't go out in the third round. I think he would be a top 100 pick.
Yep.
That's how I see. Probably which could be a little twinge into the fourth.
Not all pundits are projecting him that way. Michael Sevier, Jake knows Michael Sevier. You probably heard him. I listen to Sevier on his NFL stuff. He pays close attention. He has Robinson as a fourth rounder. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that.
Why the PFF ranking surprises me. That's saying sixth to seventh round pick based on that ranking, which now, I don't think he'll last that long.
This was a week ago before the – I think Michael did these projections I'm reading you before the East-West Shrine game, before those All-Star games. He had Fedoni fourth or fifth round. Tommy Hill fifth or sixth. He has him getting drafted. He has Nash in the seventh or undrafted free agent. And Isaiah Nayor, seventh or undrafted free agent. In your profession, Bill, I think coaches look at – I think sometimes coaches get overly enamored with bodies. Like they look at Nayor and say he's got to be good. Because look at him. If he walked in here, when you see Nayor,
it just seems
about as impressive as it gets athletically.
And all you ever want to just fall back on all the time is your films, your resume. I'm not saying Nayor doesn't have that. I'm just saying that is what is the most important thing. Anytime you take large risks on somebody that they don't have the motor, they don't have that usually fails for you. And it's just like, you know, but look at him. He fits the profile. He's a pass rusher. He's 6'5". He's this. But it's like you only really plays hard about, 10 plays a game. That usually is a fail.
It usually is. It's interesting. So, there's, Jake, for your Miami Heat, They drafted the Indiana player.
Khalil Ware.
He was at Indiana a player that you would watch and say he's not interested in playing. He's just not. He's 7 foot, right?
Very athletic, very talented, but just did not have the effort last year at Indiana.
On Miami Heat, he turned it up.
Yep.
So there are examples. He's turned it up. Yep. He's good. Like when you watch him for the Heat, he's way different. He's way different. Yep. When you watch him for Indiana, it looked like he didn't want to be out there.
There's always a caveat outliers, to everything. There's always outliers to it. But in the end, the competitive spirit is where you want to push. Now you can't just say like, well, he's super competitive and he's a left tackle and he's 6'1". No, we're just not doing that. We're not doing that. There's different things you have
totally
to do.
Totally agree.
Hey, the quarterback, you want to see him? Look at him. He can spin it. He's good. He's 5'6". Well, we don't have any 5'6". That's really hard.
What's the cutoff for you?
Ooh.
For me? Probably he's 5'11", would be about it, 5'11". There's been people that have done that. There's been
you hate short quarterbacks.
I do. You just
hate short players in general.
Don't like them.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. There's some great ones, Drew Brees, but they're outliers. I'm not big on outliers. Give me 6'4", big hands, can ride.
Not big on outliers. Love it.
Not big on that. I love you on that, Steve.
I love it.
Big. Okay, so to review, who's going to the combine?
You got Ty Robinson, Thomas Fedoni, Tommy Hill, and Isaiah Nayor. Nash Huttmacher not getting an invite to the combine. If you were to give him advice, Bill, again, pro day will be at some point in March.
Hold on. Let's get this straight. We do not want bad facts. It looks like it's March 25th.
So how important is that date to him? Bill,
that day is very important, and then there's going to be some individual workouts. Trust me, someone's going to work out Nash individually. Okay. So that day is important, and the individual day will be really important to him. And that day, on the pro day, a lot of times they'll work him out that day also. They'll do their testing. They'll do all those things, and then they have the next phase of it. And then generally you're going to get worked out individually. And Nash should be in that window of being worked out individually. Ty Robinson will get worked out individually for sure. Fedoni probably will too.
The four invites, guys, represent the most NU has had since 2022, when they also had four. And that was Cam. Remember, you remember Cam Taylor Britt,
mm-hmm.
Cam Jurgens, JoJo Doman, and Austin Allen. So think about it now. Those guys were invited. Cam Taylor Britt is thriving, right?
Yes.
Cam Jurgens is really thriving.
Thriving.
Yep.
JoJo has been in the league. He's not now. He's trying to get in the. Yeah. I think he's going to try the spring league as a long snapper. Right. JoJo did make it for a couple years.
He was with the Colts.
At least one for sure. He was active.
At least one.
At least one made it active. Yeah.
At least one. And Austin Allen, I don't think he's made it.
I don't think he ever made active roster.
He was with the Giants practice squad for a while.
Yeah, I don't know if he ever made active or not.
But that gives you an idea. Now,
it's really hard to make a team. Just everybody knows that. It's really, really hard.
It's God, is it hard? I mean,
we start talking numbers. We're like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
John Des Moines asked regarding Ty Robinson. He says, does staying in college for 6 years hurt the prospect at all?
It doesn't help him. It's nice to have it that, but being older, no, it doesn't help him. To say that I watched, I mean, the big question is going to be, if you just said, let's take Ty Robinson's top 20 plays, you'd probably have him as an early second round pick.
Because he's forceful.
Yeah, forceful, size, all
athletic,
the stuff.
Can run
and I haven't
man.
Watched the other ones. And so if that was always a big thing for Ed Orgeron was you had to meet with your players, and especially if they had played, you would take their top 20 plays and their bottom 20
plays. Yeah, you want to see the bottom
20. And we'd sit and watch him. Yeah. You'd have to meet with your team, I mean with your players individually. And then if not, you took him from spring, you took him from practice, from whatever it was. You found cut-ups on those guys to show, but that's what can get you in high school. I mean, in recruiting, there's times you put together some plays and you go, look at that.
Yeah.
Then you're like, hang on a second.
Right.
Hang on a second here. Let's look at this.
Guys,
also,
see the bottom ones. Now, here's the for sake of discussion, Bill. So the question was, what is playing
at
six?
Age.
Does Robinson playing six? Here's the thing about it though. With Robinson, he was way better this year than last year. So in that regard, it probably helps him a little.
Didn't
hurt
him.
I mean, it's a tricky question with Robinson.
Yeah,
it's a tricky question because he got really good in his 6 years.
Most of the D linemen that are incredible generally usually come out early. They're usually leaving.
But Robinson couldn't have left school in his third year. Wasn't that good?
No, a lot of guys are like that.
Yeah, yeah. Robinson really got good in year 5 and 6. And really good at the tail end of year 6. So it's a tricky question with him.
It is. There's a lot of things. But would they look at it as far as if they said, check this box, would you rather have him be 21 or 23? Or 20? Was he 20? How old is Ty now?
I don't know.
And, I mean, he's 23 to 24.
Yeah.
That's how old he is. Yeah. So that's where his age. And so, yes, they'd say, yes, we'd rather have him be 2 years younger.
He's got a lot of
to have that little bit of tread on the tire. But not in a bad way, but at the same time, that body is so hard to find. It just translates. It's try to find him in Division I, hard. NFL, still hard. There's not many guys.
6'6", 3'10", and did you see him chase down running backs?
Yes.
I mean, Jake, chase down.
Yes, he's fast.
Yeah. So I would say the combine is big. His personal workouts are really going to be big.
They'll be good.
They'll be really, really good. And if he goes to the combine, he won't do pro day. He'll just do the combine, unless for some reason he thinks he needs to improve something. What he'll do on pro day is he'll work out for teams. So he'll be there when the workout's over about 1 in the afternoon. Then it's like, okay, now we're going to work guys out. And then that's when they go. That's how that would work.
He became kind of exciting to watch as
teaser.
A down lineman.
He was fun.
Teaser, Jake.
Yeah, teaser.
Is there anybody texting in? Who's calling in?
Yeah. If so, Bill's Thrills is next. We want to give you relationship advice. Bill wants to give you relationship.
We're also this is kind of a team. Bill's Thrills.
Yes.
We'll have some chime in here from the romance doctor.
In the spirit of Valentine's Day, if you have questions,
Jake is kind of.
Oh yeah, Jake's there too.
I hear him off air.
Yeah.
Call us at 402-464-5685, Doctor. Bill.
Dr. Bill.
Text in if you're
calling. The Love Doctor.
The Love Doctor Bill is next. Really
calling Dr. Love.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery. Ends President's Day. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.